Here now, laying down or sitting down, still. Picture in your mind a campfire you've seen from a time when you felt safe and happy and connected. Find that fire. See the fire. See it clear. Have no fear. See deep into the heart of the hearth, to the flame in the hot coals. See it dance. See the rhythm of it flickering. Feel the heat on your hands and face. Rub your hands together. Make them hot. Then rest them on your belly, just under your belly button. Rest them warm on your belly. Feel the heat there. Picture and feel the campfire in your mind. It is a real thing, this image. The image exists, but where is it? Is it in your brain? No, it's in your mind. But where is your mind, if not just in your brain? Imagine for a minute that your mind is not trapped only inside your skull, that it can move around your body. See the campfire in your head, crackling yellow and red. Feel the heat of it reach your face. Now, try and move it down, that image. See it move and feel the warmth of it move down your face, past your chin, down your neck, to your chest. See it and feel it move down your chest, past your liver, down over your stomach to your lower belly area. Hold the image of the fire right there in your belly. It's not in your head now. Your mind is more than your brain, and your sight is more than what your eyes provide. Your mind's eye can see the fire there in your belly. See it, feel it burn. There is a power there in your belly. This is your big power. It has energy, warmth, and a rhythm, just like the fire you're seeing there with your mind's eye. Feel it under your hands, burning bright. Now, blow it to burn brighter. Take a slow, deep breath. Blow it gently out through lips that are almost closed, the way you blow on hot coals to make them glow. See the coals crackle and spark. Your hands are protecting the fire in your belly. See it as you breathe in again, slowly, and blow right into the heart of the hearth fire. Breathe in, breathe out. See the coals glow and the flames flare. Keep breathing in and out now, fanning the flames. The air from this place, as it enters your lungs, is leaving small pieces of itself behind that enter your bloodstream and race through it to every part of your body. Those pieces are like sponges, mopping up tiny pockets of poison. Poison left behind from 1,000 sad feelings. Bad memories, toxic events and attacks and accidents, damaged lands, stolen places, stolen things, stolen people, corrupted waters, murders and massacres, fences and blocks and walls and assaults and insults and injuries and hidden histories. Let those poisons be mopped up by the little sponges of air in your blood. Let them be taken in those little sponges all through your body, back to your lungs, moving back from liquid to air, and blown back out through your nose and mouth. Blow the badness out. Let it leave you and disintegrate in the air, rise up far above and blow away on the breeze. The poison things leave behind dry areas, damaged areas in your body. Imagine all through your limbs and torso and head, all this dry, crackly, dead grass, snapped branches and grey, papery leaves. All this scrubby trash is blocking your mind from moving freely around your body. See the fire there in your belly. Blow again on the hot coals. Gently, seeing them glow and feeling the heat. Blow again, harder this time. See the sparks begin to spiral up from the fire as you blow. Blow again, harder, and make the sparks fly further from the flames, fluttering upwards into the dry, dead grasses laying thick under your ribs. See them land there, settle in the feathery fronds, smoking softly in wisps that wind up through the itchy snarls of grasses and sticks on layers of leaves. See the tiny flames flare and climb and spiral and spread. And a hawk swoops in, wings in the rhythm of the flames to take one of the smoking sticks in its talons, sweeping off inland to drop it smoldering in the knotted undergrowth of your chest. The fire forms a long, burning line across your torso, dancing the same rhythm as the fire in your belly, bright yellow flames that burn briefly and not too hot, leaving soft, cool ash that crumbles into the soil, your flesh, and nourishes it, and will continue to nourish it each day as the dewdrops fall and settle and sift inwards in the early morning. The line of fire spreads upwards. All the scars and injuries and brittle patches left by damage and loss and abuse are all being swept into the fire and made into soft charcoal and ash, swirling together like crow and white cockatoo feathers. Soon it will spread to your throat, then your eyes, then your ears, then down to your hands. See the flames, smoke, feel the heat and hear the crackling and snapping through your ribs, your collarbones, your neck and throat, mouth and chin, nose and cheeks, eyes, forehead and scalp, ears, sides of your neck, shoulders, arms and elbows, forearms and hands and fingers all burning, and the smoke billowing out through your fingers and high into the sky. Dry, damaged areas are all made clean and new and warm and light. The fire spreads now from your hands, past the campfire hearth in your belly there. Flames leaping across from your fingers to your hips, burning through the dry grass there and on through your loins, buttocks, thighs. The fire has a rhythm. Feel it dance in your legs. Your knees pop and crackle as they dance in flame. Your shins and calves, ankles and feet, a until smoke billows out of your toes like chimneys, high into the sky, leaving you light, clean and new. That smoke warmed you. That smoke went through you. Dewdrops fall and cool everything down, dampening the ashes and soot, soaking it into the ground, where heated seeds sprout and begin to take root. Country is becoming well. You are country. You are becoming well. Think of somebody you love. Think of somebody you love unconditionally. Think of somebody you love unconditionally, no matter what. Imagine that person that you might love. Picture that person in your mind. Picture that person and let yourself feel that love for them. Feel it like a sensation coming over you, like water. Keep seeing the image of that person. Hold it. Feeling that love. Then picture that person with you in a special place. That place will be somewhere you imagine, outdoors, that's special to you both. A place where you might have shared joy and love together. A place where you've connected deeply with the land and with each other. Look around. See every part of the landscape around you. The plants, trees, dirt, stones. See the person you love holding a big bucket of water. They tip it out onto the ground. It keeps going and going and going. Hundreds of liters magically coming out of this bucket of water. Watch that water. Your loved one follows it where it flows. And let that water as it flows ignore any civilized or synthetic barriers. It's like they fade like smoke. The water would go right through it. Follow them, the loved one and the water. Pay attention to the way the water moves on the ground in that place, where it goes, where it stops, where it sinks. Feel the love for that person, then stretch out with that feeling. Feel the same sensation for that place. Let your love move all across that place, through it and into it, the same way rainwater fell in that place right now in a big storm. Feel that love spreading all over that country. Where do you feel it in your body? In your chest? Head? Belly? Is that all? Is that feeling just inside of you? Or does it go further? Can you feel that love outside of yourself, a long way off in that special place? It is right there, a part of you, a part of the one you love, a feeling, a part of your mind and spirit, right there in that place. Can you feel it? Hold on to that feeling. Holding it, let the picture of your loved one and that place just fade. gently into the background. Slowly replace it with an image of the place where you are now, the place where your body is right now. Not the room or a building. Allow any built things to just be transparent, fade like a ghost. See just the land, the ground, the waters, landforms around you and beneath you. Hold the feeling of love. Imagine where the water would flow if it fell on that ground right now. Let the love trickle out from you, lapping outwards in ripples, or tinkling in streams through the earth. See it there, all around you for that place. Feel it in the place. Feel the place. Love that place. There may be wounds or sickness there in that land, poison, bad feelings that make you sad, but hold that loving feeling because it's unconditional. You love that place no matter what. The love is not just a feeling in your body now, or a distant place, or with another person. It's around you in the place where you sit, in the land, along with the feelings from all the old people who've been connecting the same way with that place for thousands of years. All the memories of those ancestors are there. All your own ancestors' memories lay inside you in the same way, like country, in your bones, in every part of you, in your cellular memory. That knowledge there in your cells. Mind and memory are real things, although they can't be touched, measured, proven, or even seen. They exist. You're in them now. They exist, but not only in your brain. They extend out to your body, to the land, to your relations. Your mind is infinite, extends as far as your attention and story and love can go. Mind, brain, body, land, loved ones, all these things at the front of your thoughts at once. They make you heavy. Your body and spirit heavy, sinking, thinking. Heaviness moving deep through you, eyelids heavy, closed, hands heavy on your belly, back pressed into the ground, skull, shoulders, feet, legs, all heavy. The feeling, the loving in the land and the love in your body are the same thing. You and the earth, the same thing now. So you just sink right into it. Feel yourself going through the floor or the ground like it's quicksand, but transparent. The land, you, sinking slowly into the dirt like smoke. Dirt and sand beneath you, there are layers of rock, water down there. Pass through them, sifted and cleaned by them. As you pass through, they pass through you, cooling as you fall deeper and deeper into the dark. You're not afraid. You're not alone. You're not alone. You begin to feel that love, that loving feeling again. Only now, it's not coming from you, but coming into you, flowing through you and around you. There is a warmth and a rhythm to it, a deep rhythm sounding deep, deep down. You sink further, faster towards the loving rhythm and the warmth. You see a soft glow, closer and closer, warmer and warmer. thicker, thicker and older, stronger and deeper than anything else. It's familiar, comforting, and so is the glow. The glow is from a fire, a hearth fire or a heart fire, with hot coals, and you know it. You've seen it before. It's the same as the fire in your belly, the image in your mind from before, only it's massive, huge. Can it be the sun? Its power is made of the same stuff as the power you carry in your belly, your big power. As you feel the heat and rhythm, you sense the same inside you. Beneath your hands, thrumming and glowing, it feels like a fish sniffing at a line deep beneath the sea. It is faint, but real at your fingertips, stirring deep in your belly. You know this. You remember this place, the earth you came from, the rock, the big mother that bore you, your home. Now that big hearth fire in the earth stokes your own fire, the fire in your belly, replenishing your power, filling you up with endless love and energy, spreading. It's clean, warm and pure, and lifts you up. It takes you up. You feel lighter, and upwards you go. Glow disappears beneath you, but the rhythm and flame remain in your belly. They propel you up, 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 oh, through miles of heat and rock and cold and earth and more rock, sand and water and earth, up, 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 until you reach the place where your body is sitting or laying there in the world. You can't stop. You keep drifting upwards now, lighter than burnt leaves on the breeze, stirring and rising up, up, up through any ceiling, structure, treetops, up, up through any clouds maybe, into shining blueness, stretches as far as you can see all around. Birds. Up, up still you rise, as the blue becomes deeper, richer, darker. Soon it falls away beneath you, and you're in a clear, black infinity all around. The earth is far below, and you drift on through burning stars. Seven sisters are here, burning bright. Milky Way, silvery, soft. Dark shapes in it, points of light, canoe, hare, emu, kangaroo, stingray, snake, man, woman, child, everything. All the hero ancestors are up here, sky camp, stories. They're watching you, blazing, that same fire again. Your rhythm is pulsing out to them, they are pulsing back. Light washing through you in waves, stoking up that fire inside you again, blazing, blazing those coals, washing you clean, washing you clear. Can it be that your mind can even extend up here to the patterns in the endless night sky? Can your mind possibly perceive all of those stars, shapes, gaps in groups, forms made by those gaps, the stories and morality and rich knowledge here, thousands of parts, all in one, all at once. Can it know every part at once? What it does hold for sure are the patterns created by all those parts. Your big mind sees objects pulled towards a space and knows what must lie there, out of sight. It is able to see the swirl and stories and positions and angles and times and seasons all at once, to read the big patterns these show together and therefore make predictions, judgments about land-based events, phenomena, weather, ceremony, the timing of all things in your life throughout each cycle of seasons, life, death, rebirth, the longer cycles of generations, and the even longer cycles of deep time and story. Dreaming, dreaming. What would it take to free your mind? Allow it to see these big patterns again in the everyday. All the ancestors up here, they left their traces in the earth and the waters below, as well, in the dreaming. And you carry those traces within, those memories and knowledges and deep, deep love. Those things wait for you below. They tug at you, beginning to draw you down. Down you look, you see it. But it's not the map you're used to seeing on paper. Different shape. And it's upside down. Tasmania on the top, Greenland on the bottom. Strange. But this is true. Up is down, down is up. Those things waiting for you below now, the real. Those things, they tug at you, they pull you, they call you, they begin to draw you down, and you're no longer light, but not heavy either. You're in balance. You return to your place of love below. Time to return. You're a point of connection between the earth and this sky camp. So go, be that, live that. That's the reason that you exist. Go, keep creation in motion. Be a custodian of the real. You drop now, plummet through stars and darkness and blue, black, and deep blue and light blue, and maybe clouds and water drops and tree tops, all those nothings, ceilings and buildings, they're nothing as you softly, softly, softly settle back down, down to earth, into the feeling of your place and your body, country, the rhythm that never stops, the fire in your belly, your power, and the infinite potential of your mind, our power. Our mind, within and without. You might go for a walk now. Stand up and walk with this feeling, this knowledge. Maybe find some leaves, maybe gum leaves. Crush them in your hands and smell them. Every time from now on when you smell that smell, you might remember this feeling. Come back to it. Remember.